This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dee is still with us. Dee, do you have any other questions for Dr. Shealy?
Not today. I just want to thank you for letting me get some information. And David will be talking to you soon, Vince.
Wonderful. David had a very interesting experience in his childhood with a mass murderer. So he's going to come on the air and tell us his experience. I'm looking forward to that. John Wayne Gacy is the mass murderer that we're talking
about. Wow.
Yes. It has been very difficult for David, and it's not been easy to live with some of the stuff that has been done to him. But I have to tell you that even knowing what I know now, it wouldn't have changed a thing after all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a thing. So, you know, it's hard for him, and now that he's able to talk about it, it's very helpful, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you allowing him to come on your show and talk about it, because it is helping him, and that is all that matters to me, is helping him.
Dee, thank you so much for calling, and call anytime you'd like, okay? Thank you again, Dee.
Blessings.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, question I have deals with modern medicine, and is it a process that modern medicine goes through that takes people that with diseases, let's say a specific disease, withdraws their blood from the person with that disease, then injects it into an animal, and then the animal builds antibodies, and then we extract the antibodies from the animal and then inject it back into the person. Does that happen with medicine?
Well, I imagine it happens in a research situation, but it certainly does not happen, I believe, in common practice.
Okay. And what I was wondering is if for example, let's say a person was really seriously ill with a debilitating disease, and then the person's blood was withdrawn, you know, let's say a syringe full, whatever that may be, some amount of blood, and then that blood is injected into a small animal about the weight of a human, let's say a goat, for example, and then time goes by, let's say a month or so, then the milk from that goat is consumed by the person with that malady. Is it possible that that goat's milk would have antibodies in it that would help the person?
Well, it is possible. That's yes, definitely. But that's, of course, you know, a very complex and needs tight controls over how it's done.
Okay. I've been thinking about carelessness, Dr. Shealy. And during the first hour, I mentioned a young person with a cell phone. you know, and I saw the person twice, and the person still didn't get, you know, the dangers of the cell phone, even when I showed that person on a meter that this thing is transmitting. And even though the meter said things like Wi-Fi, microwave, oven, you know, as detectable items on this particular meter, that person still did not seem to grasp the gravity of the situation and the dangers that these cell phones create. And so now my question relates, it's kind of a strange question. My question relates to carelessness. So I find that so many people are careless. Is it possible that these cell phones that emit these frequencies are editing our genes without our knowledge, and they are now making us careless? Is it possibly that we're being transformed right, like real time, live?
Well, yes, and of course, you know, one of the places where they're transforming the genes greatest is in the testicles, because people often wear them in their side pocket, and so they get fried more easily than the rest of the body. And the sterility rate in this country has gone in males from 150 million to 40 million sperm. And when it gets to 20 million, we are totally infertile.
I was watching Jay Leno, and I don't normally do this, but I got kind of lost. And he did a series called Jay Leno took over for Johnny Carson in late night television, which I've seen a couple times, but I don't waste a lot of time on any of these things. But I happen to, and I certainly know that Jay Leno is a car collector, and I happen to see him do something on the internet called Jay Walking. He would walk around and ask people questions just to see what their knowledge base is like. And he was particularly interested in talking to some young people, because California took first place in the least educated fourth graders in the nation. So no state had lower test scores than California of this particular year. So he took out a science book, a fourth grade science book from the state training camp that the public schools in California use, and he asked adults questions based on this fourth grade lesson book. And they failed miserably. And he also asked them other questions, general knowledge questions. So, for example, he had a small flag on a stick in his hand, and it was, you know, probably the size of an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, copier paper, and it had stars and stripes on it. And he held it in his hand, and he said, "How many stars are on the United States flag?" Now, he had it in his hand. He didn't let them count the stars. You know, some people said 32. Some people said greater than 50. The ones who knew, now, these were people of all colors, okay? Everybody was represented in this particular sample, or almost everybody. There were a few people who got the answers correctly. But they weren't from this country. They were visiting this country, but the Americans couldn't tell them how many stars. Now, I'm talking about the equivalent of today's millennials. It was absolutely shocking how our educational system has failed us. And that leads to the thing that I'd like to talk about, which is sandwiches. Now, what does sandwiches, the typical sandwich, have to do with our inability to know things? What do sandwiches have to do with our lack of knowledge, general knowledge, our lack of family, our carelessness, our inattentiveness? I believe that there is a relationship between sandwiches and the things I just mentioned. For example, so the young person's in the house, and mom says, "Okay, we're going to have dinner at 5:30. And the young person says, no, Mom, I can't do it. I got to go. I'll just grab a sandwich. Okay. So person's getting ready to go to work, and it's breakfast time, and he says to his mom, Mom, I'll just grab a sandwich. I don't have time for breakfast. The dinner time, person says, look, Mom, it's okay. I can't have dinner, but I'm going to go grab a sandwich at McDonald's. Now, a sandwich can be round or it can be square. It can be a sub sandwich. It can be long, oblong. It can be two pieces of bread with something in between it. It could be two bun halves with something in between, like we call those hamburgers. It could be a long hamburger roll, which you call a hot dog roll with a hot dog in it. So what I'm saying is bread surrounding something else, whether it be meat or lettuce or whatever. I believe that that the sandwich is part of the destruction of the family, Dr. Shealy. Before
well,
the cell phone.
As always, you are correct. The Earl Sandwich, who for whom apparently the word is created, would not believe today what has happened to bread in the last couple of centuries. Personally, I haven't eaten bread in, I'm approaching 14 years, and I have no plans on eating it ever again.
And that is because of the Monsanto effect, right? The glyphosate,
yes.
and the genetically modified
Roundup poison, Roundup poison.
Okay, so Dr. Shealy, you mentioned years ago, we used to call them beer bellies. You know, someone who drank extraordinary amounts of beer would get this big basketball that they carry around and just above their belt line, typically men, and they were called beer bellies, but you call that a wheat belly.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so,
because wheat, you know, and by the way, it's been a beer belly. Remember, beer is made out of wheat often.
Right, right, right.
And so wheat is one of the worst products in the world. It is the most seriously poisoned food available, and especially when you get it at McDonald's or any of its clones.
But it didn't used to be, did it, Dr. Shealy? I'm talking like in the 1950s. Was wheat contaminated, or was
no.
it wheat okay?
There was no such thing in the back in those days. It began actually in the late 70s. And today, Monsanto has poisoned the world.
I remember going to elementary school, and my fellow students, with the exception of maybe one person in an entire class, everybody was fit and trim. One person would be considered husky. That was the term back then. But husky didn't necessarily mean fat. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sheely's with us, class. NormSheely.com. NORM. SHEALY.com. Dr. Sheely, I was reading an article on the internet, and it was quite amusing to me, based on the things that we've been talking about for years, and that is that just spending 20 minutes in the park, you know, it's like a city dweller, just spending 20 minutes in the park can boost a person's happiness. And so I was thinking about, why is that? Now, they're saying that you don't even have to exercise. Just go to the park. Is it possible that the chief reason, among all the other reasons, would be the reduction in electromagnetic radiation as compared to living in an apartment in the city where you're surrounded top, bottom, left, and right by Wi-Fi, wireless communications, and cell phones? Whereas when you're in the park, there is a greater distance between you and people with cell phones, because in the city, I would think every person, or darn close to every person, has a cell phone. So if you're in the office setting, you're surrounded by people who have cell phones, plus Wi-Fi, plus the computer technology, and all of this electromagnetic radiation that in the soup that you're in. Is that, could that be?
Yes, absolutely. Ben, Springfield, Missouri. 159,000 roughly people. In 2002, I found that the background electromagnetic junk, if you will, in North Springfield was 2 milligauss. You know, in other words, there was no place in the city where you could escape background electromagnetic energy in Springfield, of all places.
And for those who haven't been to Springfield, Missouri is spread out. So it's not tall, per se. It's wide. So what I'm saying is it's not like New York City where you've got skyscrapers everywhere. Now, there are a couple tall buildings, but there aren't many of them. You know, a handful,
right.
maybe 10 tall buildings. But it's spread out wide where there, you know, there's plenty of space. So that's quite alarming, Dr. Shuley. And it's getting tough to get away from it. Now, where you live on your farm, you are away from a lot of it.
Yeah,
I don't think we can.
We get nothing measurable in the background at the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but in Springfield, up on Evergreen, which, you know, isn't the most congested part of the city, there was in those days a 2 milligauss background everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to this article on Daily Mail, they say that researchers at the University of Alabama at Birmingham conducted a study, and they found that spending 20 minutes in an urban park boosts emotional wellness. And the study was based on results from 98 adults who visited three different parks. And they say that the visitors of the parks don't even have to exercise to get the benefits of feeling better. And naturally. So now, and when we look at what's happening with 5G and more smart meters, it's going to get worse, not better. It's going to get worse, in my opinion. Do you agree, Dr. Shuley,
as
technology?
Okay. Absolutely.
And then we have these driverless cars. So these things require radar, more frequencies, front, back, side, and then they want the cars have to communicate with the towers, the cell towers, and GPS, so the cars have antennas looking up, left, right, forward, backward, every direction. And so if one of them's behind you, you're being blasted. If one of them's in front of you, you're being blasted. If one of them is alongside of you, you're being blasted. And people aren't even thinking.
I consider driverless cars, for the individual person, even greater insanity than nuclear energy. This is beyond any common sense. I mean, talk about a total lack of common sense. Wow.
Right. And that's why I've been saying for the last several weeks that I think that we're going to go down as a result of our combined carelessness and our combined stupidity. Put those two, and our greed. Our greed and our stupidity, the major two components of what's going to take us down. Driverless cars, wireless communications, nuclear energy, satellites broadcasting microwaves down over our heads. It's inescapable. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House grows by another one as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announces this morning he's running for the White House, saying in an ad he posts online,
"I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies.
Standing tall when it matters is one of the things that really drives me.
He'll hold his first campaign rally on Thursday in Denver. At least 23 people dead after tornadoes tear through eastern Alabama. That death toll expected to rise as many people are listed as missing. People living in the area of Beauregard say it looks like a bomb went off. Strike over. Teachers in Oakland, California heading back to the classroom today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today, God, you're take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plus, you may want to teach your children about taxes. And you can start with eating 10% of their ice cream, which you might consider sales tax. Then eat 30% more of it, which would be the federal tax. Then eat another 20%, which would be the state income tax. Then eat another 10% of it, which would be the personal property tax. And then you can give them the remainder, which would be 30% for them to eat. Dr. Julie, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting a child. And according to an article that I was reading, that the couple told Vanity Fair that Meghan Markle, who is 37, is telling the guests at her recent baby shower that she would raise the baby in a fluid way. In a fluid way. So that's her exact word, fluid. So she said they plan to raise the child with a fluid approach to gender, and they won't be imposing stereotypes.
It's sanity again.
Can you imagine? Dr. Shelley, can you imagine?
Well, I prefer not to imagine. I prefer not even what to know the heck? Crap.
What the heck? So this child will be in class, and the teacher will be asked, okay, so how many of her class are boys and how many are girls? And I can just see, 10 years, the teacher saying, well, it depends. It depends. It depends on what day it is. It doesn't depend on so much on how many people are present or absent. It depends on what gender they choose today. So it could be, mostly boys. It could be mostly girls. It could change. And it might even change by the end of the class. This is crazy.
Ignorance is ignoring fact. This is beyond ignorance. It is insanity. Pure, crazy, psychological, psychotic insanity.
A boy is a boy, regardless of what surgery he has done. A girl is a girl, regardless of what surgery or hormone therapy she takes. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy?
Yes. The DNA determines whether you have Y or X chromosomes. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Craig in Long Island, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Vince, before I ask the question, I just got to say thank you. I've been listening for a couple of years. Always informative, always intelligent. You're a breath of fresh air.
Well, not me. I'm just, I just sit here and learn as the class does. The instructors at USA Prepares, I believe, are the best and brightest of any broadcast there is, and it's my privilege and my honor to be among them. I am the most fortunate person on the planet because I get to do this. I really do.
I'm really glad you do the show. I remember maybe a year or two ago you were seriously thinking about giving it up, and I'm glad you stuck with it.
Well, Craig, just to be perfectly frank, I think about it all the time. Giving it up, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why. I just can't get over how many stupid people there are, and I've said this over and over. I am flabbergasted, Craig, that people with trailers pulling out in front of cars, in front of traffic, knowing that it's going to be difficult for the oncoming traffic or the traffic that they're pulling out of to not hit them. It's amazing. It's amazing to me, the flip-flops that people wear in the cold and inclement weather. Dr. Shealy gives extraordinary medical advice, and some people don't listen. I've had people who I know personally who are dying, literally, in the throes of death, and I would say to their spouse or them, I'll tell you what, here's the number, make this call. Monday morning between 9 and 11, you'll have as much time as you need. Just write down some questions, and I will help. I'll help you by making that time available. And you will be you'll be able to ask for free, no charge. All you have to do is call, and Dr. Shealy will help you. I know he can help you. I know it. And they don't call. How many am I talking about? All of them. How long am I talking about? About 8 years. All the people who I've recommended, personally, people that I know who are really sick, I've said, please, please, please call Dr. Shealy. Not one of them has called. I don't get it. So I get really frustrated, and I wonder, why am I doing this? Why is Dr. Shealy doing this? Why is Rick Miller doing this? And then if you look at some of the comments of some of the people who hear our broadcast on the radio, they beat us up. really, if they don't like us, please, please don't waste your time. Don't waste your time learning. Go watch TV. Go to a ball game. Okay? Go to McDonald's and, you know, hurry up the inevitable.
It's slop up.
I did while you're there.
So I am frustrated. But, Craig, so you've got a question for Dr. Shuley.
Yes, my 10-year-old son came down with strep throat last week. It's like a philosophical question. Do we all have strep throat in us? What would happen if we didn't get on antibiotics? And how long is he contagious for after the antibiotic?
Okay, now that's a big question, because when I was in medical school, before antibiotics were so prevalent, streptococcal infection, certain form, you know, streptococcus is just not one bug, if you will. It has a whole family. But the streptococcus virus can damage your heart permanently. It can damage your joints permanently. It can damage your brain permanently. I saw about 8 or 9 months ago a 7-year-old young lady with something called PANDA, P-A-N-D-A syndrome, which is brain damage after streptococcal infection. So to treat a streptococcal infection, it is one of the places where I would personally be in favor of antibiotics.
I mean, so if a homeless person got strep throat, they could absolutely get all these maladies that will not get on the antibiotic.
Right. Well, and let's face it, for every person whose life you save or body part you save with antibiotics, there's an occasional, but it's much, much smaller, allergic reaction that can cause problems. But compared to severe chronic heart disease and some of the other dangers of streptococcal, in my opinion, there is a place for antibiotics.
And in your estimation, how long will he be contagious for?
7 to 10 days.
Okay. So me and my wife both have to watch out for the symptoms of...
Yes.
...this strep. While I have you, can I ask you a question about type 2 diabetes?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you a question about type 2 diabetes?
Well, of course.
What is the best... Should they exercise after meals for a little bit or try to do one long session of cardio and strength training?
You know, interestingly, to some extent, it doesn't matter. 3 minutes 10 times a day is better than no exercise at all. And for someone who hasn't built up to that, starting with 3 minutes and adding a minute every day or two to build up to 30 minutes is the ideal. And I wouldn't do it after eating. I would always do it, you know, a minimum of an hour away from a meal.
Excellent advice, Dr. Shuley. You guys have a great day, and hope to talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Craig, one quick thought before you go.
Yes.
Does Dr. Shuley, strep throat, does Craig need to protect his family so the rest of the family does not get strep throat?
Well, there's no way you can totally protect yourself when you live in a closed environment. Now,
Okay. Obviously,
if you're taking adequate vitamin C, that's the top of my list. That's a time when everybody in the family, I would say, over 5 years of age, should be taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C and some B complex.
Okay. And, of course, hygiene, washing hands.
Oh, yeah.
And avoiding coughing on people. Craig, anything else you need to know?
That's it for today. Thank you, guys.
Hey, have a good
one. Thank you, Craig. Dr. Shuley, you sent me an email that it was about, this is no joke, the Civil War. Would you like to discuss that at this point?
Well, you know, the article is about the what I would call hostility of the leftistas, and it was basically saying that the leftistas, the insane Democrats, have declared a non-physical, non-gun war on anything that disagrees with them. And of course, that's true. It has gotten infinitely worse over the last 20 years, especially.
Dr. Shilley, when I was reading this article, and it talks about the Civil War and what happens. Let me just read a little bit, if I may. It was written by Dr. Jack Minzi, and he passed away in April of 2018. Professionally, Jack was the head. May I read this, or is this proprietary, Dr. Shilley?
No, as far as I know, it's in the public domain.
Okay. Professionally, Jack was the head of the Department of Education at Eastern Michigan University, as well as a prolific author of numerous books, most of which were on the topic of education and the government role therein. The latest work was Civil War and How Do Civil Wars Happen? Two or more sides disagree on who runs the country, and they can't settle on the question through elections because they don't even agree that elections are how you decide who's in charge. That's the basic issue here. Who decides who runs the country? And when you hate each other, but accept election results, you have a country. When you stop accepting election results, you have a countdown to a civil war. I think that's where we are. I think the Civil War has started. I think we're in the early stages of the Civil War. And I've got some comments, and I'd love to hear your reactions when we come back. And I'll say why I think the Civil War has started.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley, I believe that the civil war in the United States has already begun. Now, let me give you some examples. So, we've all seen these stories about a person who calls the police because one family member, let's say a son, is distraught, and the mother calls the police or the sister calls the police and says, you know, my brother or my son is distraught. I'm really concerned. I think he might be suicidal. So the cops come, and then the cops end up shooting the person that they wanted to protect from suicide. And then we find that we buy products and we think that they are from a reputable store, and we think that they're a durable product, and we buy them, and then the products fail, and then we bring them back to the store, and the store says, well, you know, there's no warranty on that, or the warranty's up, or they just flat out refuse to honor the warranty for the item that we bought. There's no product safety agency that is working for the people. You can't call your congressperson. You can't reach them. There's no way you can actually speak to them on the phone. You can't call your senator. You can't call your state representative. And the police are actually stealing personal property and keeping it and selling it themselves, or the sheriff's office is collecting it and then selling people's property. Let me give you an example of what I've been talking about. So there's a story that's made the mainstream media about new refrigerators. So what happens is you might have a newer refrigerator, not brand new, but you get a new one because you like the stainless steel look, and you take the one that you just bought a few years ago, and what do? You put it in the garage. But you find out that your new refrigerator that you just put in the garage of just a few years old doesn't work in the garage. Or you buy one that's new, and you decide that you want to have a refrigerator and you want it to be in the garage. Well, new refrigerators might not work in the garage because the temperature might be too cool. Can you imagine that? So what happens is you call the company like Sears and you say, hey, I got this Kenmore refrigerator and it won't work in my garage. And they go, we'll send a guy out. And the guy comes out and says, well, what's the matter with you? You know that the refrigerators don't work in the garage? Since when? Since when? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So Sears won't repair a refrigerator that won't work in the garage. Because the new refrigerators are not inclined to work at cooler temperatures. They want to be warmer than that. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, okay, I'd like to give you my opinion of the two so-called parties in this country.
Sure.
On a scale of 0 to 10 in sanity and quality, I give the Democrats a 0, and I give the Republicans a 3.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 1.
Well, I'm being generous today.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Dr. Shuley. I agree. And there's nobody to call. If you had a problem and it required you contacting the office of your state representative, do you think there would be anything that state representative would do?
No.
Do you think you'd be able to reach that state representative?
No.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact I can't reach my turd. You know, she sends me an email every month talking about how many great things that she and her conspirators are up to, but I've tried to get in touch with her. I can't. I can't get her to even respond. However, she does send birthday cards. That's the last thing I want from these turds is a birthday card. They're spending my money for something that I don't want.
Well, that's most of what they do, period, whether it's a birthday card or their crappy legislation.
Let me tell you a real quick short story about how bad things are. I bought three hydrants, frost-free hydrants, from MFA, Missouri Farmers Cooperative. And one of them has failed very quickly after a couple of years. These are things that, after a few years, these are things that you expect to be lifetime durability. I called corporate headquarters because no one knows where to get the parts. As a result, I got a call from the corporate attorney for MFA. And he told me that if I call there again, he will file a police report for harassment.
Hey, part of the evil empire.
This is how bad things have gotten. You can't even call a company to find out where to get parts for things they sell without them threatening to call the police and file a police report for harassment for trying to find out where to get the parts. Unbelievable. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always
and dispensing
pleasure.
Such great medical advice.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.